Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He joins Marloni and Fourier each week here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. WEEI.com, anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. Joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Ben Volen is down at MetLife Stadium. And Ben, let's get the instant reaction to Ramondre Stevenson being inactive this week.
Well, Chris, the first thing that comes to mind is Jonas Gray. You're a young running back. You mess up once, and Bill Belichick is not going to tolerate it. So it wasn't just the fumble. His pass pro on the one play that Mac Jones was sacked, but they got it overturned because of the penalty on Landon Roberts. I mean, that was not good pass protection either. So Ramondre Stevenson not doing much to impress the coaches early in the season. And now we get to J.J. Taylor, who I wanted to see last week. I thought he ran great in the preseason, and I liked him last year as well. And I was a little surprised that he was down last week. So now J.J. Taylor going to get his chance. And he kind of reminds me of Rex Burkhead a little bit, kind of a hybrid runner, receiver. Very intrigued to see what J.J. Taylor can do today.
Now, hard to guess, Ben, but would you say J.J. Taylor factors into the 5 to 8 carry range? Maybe James White is in that range as well to sort of complement what Damian Harris is going to do?
Yeah, I would like to think that the Patriots are going to use J.J. Taylor to spell Damian Harris a little bit. You know, James White to me has a different role. He's strictly the passing back. But I think, you know, last week proved that Damian Harris needs a little bit of a break. He played a career-high 40 snaps. He was the intended target on 26 of them. He had a career-high 23 carries and then three pass targets as well. That was too much for him. He tapped out of the game in the fourth quarter. He got, after a run, he was clearly out of breath. He came back in two plays later, and he put the ball on the turf, and the Patriots lose the game. So I really do hope that Belichick uses J.J. Taylor more last week, because I just don't think Damian Harris is at his most effective right now when he's carrying the load that significantly.
Ben, me and you, we tend not to agree on things. I'll kind of look at you like, why did Ben say that? It kind of was stupid. But one thing you just said to me that I'm like, man, I got to reevaluate how I think of Ben Volen. That Rex Burkhead thing, as far as like who becomes that guy, I think that's something that we're not even looking at here. And you look at Patriots offenses, is they've always had that guy at the running back position that kind of did a little bit of everything. And if you look at this offense and you don't see that guy, is it somebody else maybe on that offensive skill position player that maybe takes on that role?
Well, winning over you is maybe my greatest accomplishment.
I appreciate that. Wiggy. Keep trying, Wiggy. Though. I'm like a tree in the wood. A couple knocks and I'll go down.
Well, thank you for that, Wiggy. J.J. Taylor is, to me, he's a stronger runner than James White and probably a better receiver than Damian Harris. So not to make him, you know, into the next coming of Walter Payton or anything, but, let's see what this kid can do, especially, you know, get him matched up against a linebacker. That's where Rex Burkhead was always so effective in the pass game. I remember when they went down to the Superdome and played the Saints a few years ago, Rex, you know, put a little move on a guy and he's catching a 40-yard, you know, bomb down the seam for a touchdown. I think J.J. Taylor has similar skill sets. A shifty guy who runs with a surprising amount of power. Another guy you might want to compare him to is Deion Lewis. I don't know if J.J. Taylor has quite the same moves that Deion Lewis did when, you know, Deion was in his prime, but I think a similar type of guy who is surprisingly effective between the tackles and can be a mismatch in the passing game. So I definitely want to see what J.J. Taylor can do today.
All right, Ben, last thing for you. Anything about the Jets scare you today?
Just the unknown. I think they're going to be a little bit of a desperate team after last week's loss. But, man, that offensive line, what a mess they were last week. You know, not only giving up the 6 sacks and the 10 hits, but, you know, it's like they never saw a blitz before. You know, they'd never seen a stunt up front. They had no idea how to block it up. And I lost track of unblocked Panthers pass rushers last week. So I think it's a, you know, going to be a real tough test for them again today going against Belichick's defense. They don't have Kyle Van Noy, who is kind of a big piece in, you know, that disguising the front, because he's one of those guys who could rush and who could drop, and you're not quite sure what he's going to do. But expect the Patriots, again, to stack the line, try to confuse Zach Wilson. And I don't know if they're going to send the house, but, just lots of twists and stunts and zone blitzes and things to kind of get in Zach Wilson's head, because that offensive line last week, that was a mess. I hope the offensive line coach for the Jets, you know, returned his paycheck from last week, because that was not a good performance.
Ben Volen, national NFL insider of the Boston Globe, with us live down at MetLife Stadium. Ben, thank you. We'll talk to you soon and catch you this week with Maloney and Fourier.
All right. Enjoy, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.